Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Wednesday, September 5th, 2018. I'm Zach Hall. Last week, 9 to 5 Mac exclusively shared the first look at the new iPhone XS models, set to be officially announced by Apple on September 12th. We've since learned that Apple has considered the name iPhone XS Max, spelled iPhone XS space Max, for the larger 6.5-inch version, according to two sources familiar with Apple's marketing plans. Included in our reporting last week was the new detail that iPhone XS will be the name of Apple's new OLED models, while confirming two size options and a new gold finish for the stainless steel sides. We've since heard that Apple will likely use iPhone XS Max as the marketing name for the larger version of the two new models. Apple first started naming iPhones with two screen sizes with the iPhone 6 and iPhone 6 Plus, but it's been reported that Apple will likely drop the Plus name this year. We'll find out for sure in just 1 week. And following our exclusive report last week that showed off the Apple Watch Series 4 for the first time, 9 to 5 Mac Ski Rambo has found evidence that suggests a new Apple Watch screen size will feature a resolution of 384 by 480. In our coverage, we compare apps at the current 312 by 390 resolution on the 42mm model to see just how much more content apps can show on the new screen. The difference is really dramatic. And on Monday, OnLeak shared a design mock-up that claims to show the new iPad Pro design with edge-to-edge screens, and surprisingly, a new flat edge similar to the iPhone 4 and iPhone 5 with boxy sides. The renders also show antenna lines like the iPhone 7 and the rumored new location for the iPad Smart Connector. It's unclear if iPads will be shown at next week's event, however, or if a separate event will be held in October for Macs and iPads. In the meantime, Apple has updated its Apple Events app for Apple TV with new gold and black artwork. And in a surprise update today, the Airport Utility app for iOS has finally been updated to fit the iPhone X and bigger iPads. That update follows the second-gen Airport Express from 2012, now discontinued, gaining AirPlay 2 support through a surprise firmware update. Read those stories and more on 9to5mac.com and subscribe to 9to5mac Daily in Apple Podcasts or Overcast to receive new updates Monday through Friday.